This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends and folk from all around the world. Welcome back to IRB English Radio and thank you for joining us in a brand new episode of For a Better Life. This is Asma and I am more than happy to be sharing today's words with you. Well, as always, I have to mention this very point that in For a Better Life, we're talking about issues and topics that are related for the betterment of human beings. We tend to talk about issues that might work like a trigger to our thoughts and to our life in a way that it could make us go and know more about those issues and topics. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, be with me all the way. Yeah. Oh, how I envy the bird on the sill, puffed and preened and ready, yet still he waits. Calculating the breeze, the best of both, an adventure at ease. Welcome back. Well, this is For a Better Life. And I just brought up that poem because the previous weeks I was at the dorm. And then in there, you have a feeling of homesick. And at the same time, it was the time of exams and I had a lot on my shoulder. And everything was so difficult. But then suddenly, when I woke up in the morning in the dorm, I just saw that it was raining outside. And as for me, the clouds and the rains and everything that is related to this autumnish sort of background would make me feel so, so happy and so enthusiastic about the schedules of that day. So as that happened, and as I was just looking from beyond the window, I saw a lot of birds gathering together and I just really envied how peaceful their life is. But then at the same time that I was enjoying how a peaceful community they have and how much happy they seem to be in that coldness of the weather, they had a gathering like a community and then they were so silent as if they were gazing at the point in horizon. Then I said, okay, really, so what? If life was just something like this, it wouldn't have been so adventurous and it would have never been something interesting to retell one day when you sit around a table, you would love to tell stories to other people or maybe your children. Then the stories that are beautiful to be mentioned around that table are stories that have got a lot of adventures in them. Now, I do not mean to offend those birds because I love them and I do believe that their lives are so free and so happy, perhaps, because it contains a lot of ease in it. But then again, I just say that human beings, with all the difficulties that they go through in their lives, they have a lot of adventure and they have a lot of things to retell one day at a time when they come to speak about themselves and they would be so proud of themselves and what they have achieved out of their difficult life. So I was mentioning that in those days I was so anxious and so disturbed and it was all turmoil because, you know, when you have exam, you feel like you could have done anything in this world except from what you are right now and except from what you are doing right now. You feel like you could do anything. You're capable of doing everything and anything except the thing that you are supposed to do. Why? Because anxiety comes and actually concurs your entire existence. And with anxiety, all your creativity, all your easiness, all your passion for life goes away. It just goes kaboom as if it has just been deteriorated. Well, recently as I was just listening to the radio, there was a guy who was talking about anxiety and how much it has affected our lifestyle. And how is it that there are a lot of people on a random account of a daily basis who go to therapists to deal with anxiety, to find a way to cure the anxiety that is killing them from the inside. Well, there's no way for us to ignore the fact that life with all its difficulties, especially the modern life, has got a lot of reasons to be anxious about. Like, for example, if you're a parent, then you have to take care of every single detail related to your children. There are a lot of aspects like who they're going to befriend, when they're going to come back home, and when they're home, what they're doing with their cell phones, what's going on in the media, and then all of these things would be a part of your concern. This is one reason for you to be anxious about the future of your children.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Cause your love is all I need.
The other reason to count would be that the amount of jobs you have, the amount of responsibilities you have at your workplace. Like, you have a lot of things in your plate. You have your personal life. You have your responsibilities in your workplace. There are the colleagues out there. There are your coworkers who are going to sometimes bother you, sometimes add some more reasons to be anxious about. You know, life has got a lot of reasons to make you sad about, to make you anxious about, to make you disturbed. But then, how to control it? The thing that we go through is that we talk about different sorts of anxieties and whatever, but we do not go to find a real solution, a real cure for the anxieties that we have or we go through. Truth must be told that every single one of us has got their own way of dealing with problems. You have this husn al-tawakkul ala Allah that is very important. If you have a good trust in Allah, if you have that strong and deep trust in Allah, nothing is going to make you that disturbed, because, you know, this is life. Eventually, everything is going to be fine. And we have it in the Holy Book of Quran that inna ma'al usri yusra, with all the difficulties would come the ease. So if you believe in all of these points and you are sure that God is there, I am trusting him, and he would always take care of me, then none of these turmoils and problems and difficulties are going to cripple you, and they're not going to stop you from getting further and going ahead in your life. We can practice this connection and this bond to our Lord through a lot of rituals, like through fasting, like through devoting special time for having a chit-chat, a sort of very cozy chit-chat with your Lord, which is going to have a great impact on your heart and the way you feel. And trust me, then it will make you feel like all the problems are nothing compared to the amount of support you have in your heart that comes from the skies above. So, yes, I was just talking about anxiety. We came to this point that there are a lot of reasons to be anxious about, and we have every right to be anxious because we're human beings. There is heart, there is mind, there is this battle between them. There are a lot of things that happen around us. We are having interaction with other people. They might add to our anxieties. But the thing which is so important is to how to control those anxious moments in our lives. And one of the best solutions that would work for all, because I told you, for anxiety, every single one of us has got a way. But the general solution for all the anxieties that we might go through is to have trust in Allah and to make sure that He's so close to us, He's watching over us. And with this idea, with believing this notion, would make you just tolerate every difficult situation pretty much easier. So this was all. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of pine.